You're listening to SBS News.
25-year-old Hakeem Al-Arabi was on his honeymoon when he was arrested at a Bangkok airport on November 27th last year. He faces extradition to Bahrain, which convicted him in absentia of vandalising a police station during the 2011 Arab Spring uprising. Mr. Al-Arabi denies the charges and says he was playing in a televised football match at the time of the alleged police station attack. He says he was tortured while he was in Bahrain and fears he will be again if he's forced to return. Former Socceroo Craig Foster has travelled to Thailand where he met with local officials and visited Mr. Al-Arabi in prison. He says the footballer's health is deteriorating.
Well, each time you see him, you can see he's getting thinner, that's for sure. I'm sure the extreme stress and worry, and he's clearly terrified of being sent back to Bahrain. And he spoke about that at length.
Mr. Al-Arabi was granted refugee status in Australia after he fled Bahrain. He's lived in Australia for 4 years and plays football for Pasco Vale, a Victorian football club. Mr. Foster is leading a humanitarian campaign urging major international sporting bodies to put pressure on Thailand to adhere to international laws and release Mr. Al-Arabi immediately. Under international law, it's illegal for a refugee to be forcibly returned to the country from which they sought asylum. Monash University human rights scholar Sarah Joseph says Mr. Al-Arabi's treatment is a clear demonstration of human rights abuse.
It doesn't get much more serious in terms of human rights abuse when you're talking about refoulement of a refugee, that is sending them back to the country that they've fled from, and potential torture. And there are real, you know, there are real concerns that Hakeem will be tortured if he's sent back to Bahrain.
Hakeem Al-Arabi faced court for the first time on February 4th and denied Bahrain's request for extradition. He'll return to court in late April. Spokesman for the Office of the Thai Attorney General, Trumph Jalachandra, says it could take until August for the court to make a decision.
There are judicial procedures to go through, so the case could last several months. Each procedure will take a long time, I think at least 2 to 3 months.
He also reiterated the government's position that it will not intervene or influence the extradition proceedings.
From this point on, the case has entered into the Thai judiciary system. The government's position is that it will not interfere. It will take some time before the court makes its decision. We don't know what that decision will be. Please don't make an assumption that the court will rule one way or the other. We have to wait and see.
But former Socceroo Craig Foster says the Thai government's insistence that nothing can be done until a court decision is reached is not correct.
It's a very confusing statement that they made in many respects. One is that the executive does have discretion here. That's the Prime Minister. And once again, despite the fact that the prosecutor in court the other day accepted that this is the case, and the Attorney General's office also said so publicly, this statement continues to deny that. In actual fact, the Thai Prime Minister could easily make this go away and do the right thing under international law immediately. Further to that, it says that, look, this is in the courts now and our courts must deal with it, but they're prioritising Bahraini law and extradition request, despite there being no treaty between the two countries, over international law.
Thailand's foreign minister released a statement urging Bahrain and Australia to work together to find what it called a win-win solution. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison insists the onus is on Thailand to act.
I've written two letters now to the Thai Prime Minister, and our consular officials and others have been using every opportunity they have to press the case to bring Hakeem home. We've also been pressing that case with the Governor of Bahrain as well. And I'd simply say this, it is within the executive authority of the Thai government to actually enable him, under their law, to be returned to Australia.
Thailand has defended its decision to arrest the 25-year-old, saying officials only detained him because Australian authorities sent an Interpol red notice after he boarded the flight to Bangkok. A red notice is a request by a member country, in this case Bahrain, to locate and arrest an individual pending extradition. Australia's Home Affairs Office confirmed it had advised Thai authorities that a person with a red notice was on their way to Thailand, but did not reveal whether it was aware of Mr. Al-Arabi's refugee status. More than a dozen countries have rallied behind Australia to call for Mr. Al-Arabi's release. Mr. Foster says the international support is making Bahrain fight harder to have him returned.
We know that they've written to a whole load of delegations and countries here in Bangkok after 14 nations came and supported Australia and Hakim in court, and we think that's made them nervous. So the pressure of the last week from the Australian people, football and other communities and IOC Olympic athletes has been immensely important.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.